This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. EPA holds WIP recertification public meeting in Albuquerque on June 30th. During 2009, the EPA will be conducting the second recertification process for WIP, the nation's first deep repository for plutonium-contaminated waste from the manufacturing of nuclear weapons located near Carlsbad, New Mexico. EPA will review existing documents to determine whether WIP might release enough radioactivity to kill 1,000 people in the 10,000 years after it is filled with waste. On Tuesday, June 30th, EPA will hold afternoon and evening meetings in Albuquerque to listen to public comment about the recertification of WIP. Activists have three major concerns about the recertification. They are whether high-level waste will be shipped to WIP for disposal, whether disposal of remote-handled waste in shielded containers will be used, and geologic instability of the WIP site. High-level wastes, which are waste generated by nuclear power plants and reprocessing of spent nuclear fuel, are prohibited by law at WIP. The DOE, owner of WIP, has included high-level waste in its recertification application. EPA has said it must be removed from the application. Janet Greenwald of Citizens for Alternatives to Radioactive Dumping asked, quote, "Is there an effort by the DOE again to get the camel's nose under the WIP tent with high-level waste?" End quote. DOE has proposed that some of the plutonium-contaminated waste from nuclear weapons manufacturing, called remote-handled waste, be in lead-shielded containers that would sit in the underground rooms at WIP with the contact-handled waste. There is concern about worker exposure and the safety of the containers. Currently, all remote-handled waste is disposed of in the walls of the underground disposal rooms. DOE has never justified why they want to use shielded containers. There are ongoing concerns about the geologic instability of WIP. Since the early 1980s, DOE employees and consultants, as well as independent scientists, have maintained that WIP is part of a regional karst land. Karst is a surface land formation created by the dissolution of rock, which creates pathways for water to flow underground through fractures or caverns. Active oil and gas drilling surrounding the WIP site create possibility for releases of radioactivity. Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center said, quote, "Citizens need to continue to tell EPA to protect future generations by preventing high-level waste and use of unsafe containers at WIP, especially given the risks of radioactive leaks," end quote. The EPA public meeting, which WIP officials will also attend, is scheduled for Tuesday, June 30th at the Albuquerque Marriott Pyramid North at 5151 San Francisco Road Northeast from 1:30 to 5 and from 6:30 to 9. Carpooling will be available from the Albuquerque Peace and Justice Center, 202 Harvard Southeast at 1 and 6 p.m. For more information, please call 505-242-5511. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again or to make a donation to CCNS, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.